Aesop's Fables, Kindness. The Lion and the Mouse. A lion was awakened from sleep by a mouse running over his face. Rising up angrily, he caught him and was about to kill him when the mouse piteously entreated him,
"If you would only spare my life, I would be sure to repay your kindness."
The lion laughed and let him go. It happened shortly after this that the lion was caught by some hunters, who bound him by strong ropes to the ground. The mouse, recognizing his roar, came and gnawed the rope with his teeth and set him free, exclaiming,
"You ridiculed the idea of my ever being able to help you, not expecting to receive from me any repayment of your favor. Now you know that it is possible for even a mouse to confer benefits on a lion."
The Kid and the Wolf. A kid, standing on the roof of a house out of harm's way, saw a wolf passing by and immediately began to taunt and revile him. The wolf, looking up, said,
"Sirrah, I hear thee. Yet it is not thou who mockest me, but the roof on which thou art standing."
Time and place often give the advantage to the weak over the strong. The Boys and the Frogs. Some boys playing near a pond saw a number of frogs in the water and began to pelt them with stones. They killed several of them when one of the frogs, lifting his head out of the water, cried out,
"Pray stop, my boys! What is sport to you is death to us."
The Birds, the Beasts, and the Bat. He birds waged war with the beasts, and each were by turns the conquerors. A bat, fearing the uncertain issues of the flight, always fought on the side which he felt was the strongest. When peace was proclaimed, his deceitful conduct was apparent to both combatants. Therefore, being condemned by each for his treachery, he was driven forth from the light of day, and henceforth concealed himself in dark hiding places, flying always alone and at night. The Fox and the Crane. A fox invited a crane to supper and provided nothing for his entertainment but some soup made of pulse, which was poured out into a broad, flat stone dish. The soup fell out of the long bill of the crane at every mouthful, and his vexation at not being able to eat afforded the fox much amusement. The crane, in his turn, asked the fox to sup with him, and set before her a flagon with a long, narrow mouth, so that he could easily insert his neck and enjoy its contents at his leisure. The fox, unable even to taste it, met with a fitting requital after the fashion of her own hospitality. The Sick Stag. A sick stag lay down in a quiet corner of its pasture ground. His companions came in great numbers to inquire after his health, and each one helped himself to a share of the food which had been placed for his use, so that he died, not from sickness, but from the failure of the means of living. Evil companions bring more hurt than profit. The Ant and the Dove. An ant went to the bank of a river to quench its thirst, and being carried away by the rush of the stream, was on the point of drowning. A dove, sitting on a tree overhanging the water, plucked a leaf and let it fall into the stream close to her. The ant climbed onto it and floated in safely to the bank. Shortly afterwards, a bird catcher came and stood under the tree and laid his limed twigs for the dove, which sat in the branches. The ant, perceiving his design, stung him in the foot. In pain, the bird catcher threw down the twigs, and the noise made the dove take wing.